This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's cabinet rejects the unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state, with the U.S. and other countries still calling for a two-state solution. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
The measure was brought to a vote by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Israel categorically rejects international edicts on a permanent arrangement with the Palestinians. Such an arrangement will be achieved only through direct negotiations between the sides. Recognition such as that following the massacre of October 7 will grant a major prize to terror.
While a strong supporter of the Jewish state, the United States has also been a longtime proponent of a two-state solution to permanently end the conflict in the Middle East. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Russian authorities are detaining people mourning the loss of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died in custody at an Arctic Circle penal colony late last week. Western leaders blame Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
In St. Petersburg, men removed flowers from a makeshift memorial honoring dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Almost immediately, new flowers took their place. Just one day earlier, police detained mourners for laying flowers in Navalny's honor. Independent Russian media and human rights group OVD Info reported no fewer than 400 detentions at events across some 32 cities after news of Navalny's death broke late last week. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A landslide caused by heavy snowfall has killed 25 people in the eastern Afghan province of Nuristan, a disaster management spokesman says. This is VOA News. Australian media say at least 53 men have been massacred in an escalation of tribal violence in Papua New Guinea. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
A top police official in Papua New Guinea told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation the men were members of a tribe, their allies, and mercenaries who were on their way to attack another tribe when they were ambushed. The police official said more victims were expected to be found after the attack Sunday in the nation's remote highlands. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the news of the massacre disturbing and said his government was ready to assist Papua New Guinea, which is Australia's nearest neighbor and the largest single recipient of Australian foreign aid. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The debate in Australia about immigration policy and border protection has been reignited after the arrival of about 40 men reportedly from Pakistan and Bangladesh. Their arrival to Western Australia. Australia's policy called Operation Sovereign Borders orders the country's navy to tow or turn away migrant boats. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Conservative opposition leader Peter Dutton told reporters that the Labor government had lost control of the nation's borders.
I don't know whether the same level of surveillance is being undertaken as was the case when we were in government.
But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told local media that his government remains committed to securing Australia's maritime borders.
Operation Sovereign Borders is in place. If you arrive here by boat, you will not be settled here.
Migrants arriving by boat seeking asylum in Australia are not committing a crime. Australia calls them unauthorised maritime arrivals. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Some other news headlines now from around the world. 14 people go on trial in Hong Kong, charged with planning to carry out a bomb attack to murder police officers during the huge pro-democracy protests that swept the city in 2019. Myanmar's junta has sentenced to death three brigadier generals who surrendered with hundreds of troops and handed over a strategic town on the Chinese border to ethnic minority fighters. This happened last month, military sources tell AFP. And Oppenheimer is Christopher Nolan's epic movie about the creation of the atomic bomb. Well, it sweeps the board at the BAFTA Film Awards in London. That's ahead of next month's Oscars. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.